For as long as I've known the NBA, it's been a stars league. But even among the stars, there's an exclusive club. Russell, Dr. J, Jordan, Kobe. They're all part of a select group that paved the way for the NBA superstar of today. And some even shared secrets with each other along the way. From Spotify and the Ringer Podcast Network, I'm Jackie McMullen, and this is the Icons Club.
It's New York, New York, presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filter by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same game parlays for every NBA game. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. I love sports. I know you do too. I also know that lots of you exercise, but if you're like me and my wife, the beloved sports gal, you're sick and tired of ugly, uncomfortable workout gear, especially, you know, I do a lot of walking. I walk around LA. I make calls. I listen to podcasts. Here are two words that will change everything. Vuori clothing, a line of activewear that is unbelievable. The best thing about Vuori is you can lounge around in it. You can work out in it. You can go outside. You can go shopping down your local wherever. And you never feel like you're either underdressed or overdressed. You're just comfortable. You can wear it when you're training, traveling, lounging around the house. Go get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet. Here's the deal. Our listeners get 20% off their first purchase at Vuori.com/Simmons. Once again, Vuori.com/Simmons.
All right, let's rock, let's roll, baby. Welcome in. It is our first 2022 green room for the Major League Baseball season. Yankees, Red Sox opening day. Fabulous day out at the ballpark. Juicy game, exciting game. A lot to get into, not only from the Judge angle, the Cole angle. You had extra innings galore. I thought I was going to miss my hit on Apple TV. Absolute insanity. First off, it's great to have baseball back in our life. That's where I got to start. It is just so nice being at Yankee Stadium, 60-something degrees. Couldn't have had a better day. So I was in beautiful, beautiful spirits getting to the ballpark. I don't know where I'm going to begin. Do I begin with the game or do I begin with the Judge stuff? I'm going to do the game because the Yankees last year got owned by the Boston Red Sox. We all know that. They get eliminated by the Red Sox. Cole absolutely urinates all over himself in the wild card game. And Cole's on the mound. He has these weird comments before the game. And before half of Yankee Stadium basically walked into the ballpark, Cole gives up 3 runs. 4-pitch walk to Hernandez. Devers, who is his daddy. I mean, my goodness, Devers owns Gerrit Cole. There's no getting around that. He flat out owns him. 2-run homer. It's 3-0 the first inning. Brutal, brutal, brutal start. Couldn't have drew it up any worse. This way, you got to give the Yankee bats credit. They grinded out this game and did a fantastic job in doing so. The Rizzo 2-run homer was enormous. You had to get on the board. You had to kind of stabilize things. Hitting the 2-run homer against Eovaldi, and that's why you bring Anthony Rizzo back into the fold. The guy rakes. He's a clutch player. He's better than the numbers indicate. Guy could play for me any day of the week. Big home run there. But then Cole settles in. As bad as he was in the first inning, settles in. Why he can't give me more than 4 innings and 70 pitches? I don't want to hear about guys not being built up. I see Garrett Whitlock throw 3 innings. I saw Eovaldi kind of push the envelope a little bit. I thought that was a bit much to have Cole out after only 4 innings. Neither here nor there. Yankee bats hung in. That's basically the best way to look it. They hung in. Stanton hits the homer to tie it. They do nothing against Whitlock until Lemayhew. And I'm telling you right now, folks, Lemayhew is going to have a bounce back year for the Yankees. He's too good a hitter to look as bad as he did last year. He's too good a hitter. Oppo Taco, and you knew DJ was fired up, folks, because of that little fist pump round at first base. DJ is not a guy who shows a lot of emotion. So for him to kind of give you the little fist pump going around first, he was fired up after that one. I was too. Then you get into the extra innings. And you give up the cheap run, happens, hate the rule, understand why the rule is in place. But, like, the Yankees lost this game. Everyone's going to bitch about the extra inning rule. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Give up the run. Bases loaded, one out. He saves Gleyber Torres, who did not start opening day, which surprised me. I thought he was going to sit Hicks. Thought he was going to go jumbo package in the outfield. Goes Gleyber on the bench. Late in the game, he sends him up for Higgy. And get used to that, folks. The Yankees are going to have a lot of games this year where there's an odd man out. Might be Hicks, might be Gleyber, might be DJ, might be Donaldson, might be Rizzo, who knows? And that guy's going to pinch hit at the end of the game. Mark my words, it's going to happen all the freaking time. So, Gleyber comes up, was devastated about not being in the lineup. Didn't take BP. I don't know what to make of that. But with two strikes, did what he needed to do. Put the bat on the ball, hit a deep fly ball, got the run and tied the game. Then King works out of it. King was fantastic. Fan-freaking-tastic. Whole Yankee bullpen was. Even Clay Holmes, cheap run. Nothing you could do about it. Little ground ball dribbler down the third baseline. Happens. Donaldson comes up. And by the way, good thing Donaldson got that run in. I would have had a bolt at the end of that inning. I would have been out of Yankee Stadium. Had to get back. Apple TV. Got to be on right before the Mets. Donaldson getting that hit. Donaldson's going to have a ton of enormous hits for this team. The guy embraces the moment. He's not afraid. He's got an edge to him. And to start your Yankee career off with a walk-off against the Red Sox, that, my friends, is badass. That is badass. So, all in all, opening day for the Yankees from a game perspective couldn't have been better. Well-managed game by Aaron Boone. Clutch hitting. Great relief work. Cole, awful in the first inning. Much better after the fact. I'll even live with it. I'll live with it. Now, you get to the two other wrinkles that are going to piss some people off. The first being the Judge situation. And, you know, I thought going to bed last night, we were going to get word on an Aaron Judge contract. And I see your calls, guys. I'm going to take a ton of calls. I got to get to this Judge stuff, and I got to get to these cold comments after the game, and then I'll take your calls, I promise. Okay. The Yankees offered Judge a more than reasonable contract. How could any Yankee fan get on the Yankees for that contract? And that's why, to me, they leaked the details of the deal. They wanted to make Judge look bad. From what you're reading and what you're hearing now, Judge is looking for 9 years. I'm not giving Aaron Judge a 9-year contract. Now, Aaron Judge is taking a monumental risk here. He was going to get paid well over $30 million a year for the next 6 to 7 years. That's tough to pass off, folks. That is extremely tough to pass off. I know I wouldn't have passed that up. What he is doing and what he is basically putting all the eggs in the all-in basket. Aaron Judge said, yeah, I'm betting on myself this year. Does this rule out a deal between now and the end of the year? Not necessarily, but more than likely, Judge is going to play out this year. Well, you want to make more than that. You want an extra year or two? Go play 150 games. Anybody getting on the Yankees for the way they've handled Judge and this contract, I think is missing the boat. Now, you want to tell me they should have extended him a year earlier? Maybe you could make that argument. Maybe that is true. That contract, that was not some rinky-dink mom-and-pop contract. That was a big-boy contract. That's a dicey, dicey proposition across the board. Judge, bet on himself to stay healthy. And if you're the Yankees, you better pay him if he goes and plays 150 games. There's that. Now, the other thing we got to get to. Cole after the game. Bellyaching about the routine of opening day and Billy Crystal's first pitch taking too long. Garrett, you got to sack up, bro. Now, I know he's a quirky dude. I know he's a creature of habit. We're all creatures of habit, for goodness sakes. I mean, I have a Starbucks coffee every morning. If I don't have one, I'm miserable. I'm rotten. I'm vile. You don't want to deal with me. I'm going to bellyache. I'm going to bitch and moan to the high heavens. Do your freaking job. You get paid $30 million a year. I don't want to hear that your first inning was thrown out of whack because of Billy Crystal. Come on, man. That scares me a little bit with Cole. Because bellyaching about Fenway Park's dimensions last year, bellyaching sometimes about not having the right catcher behind the scenes. And that's fine. Plenty of great pitchers have done it. Randy Johnson has done it. Greg Maddux has done it. So he's not alone there. Clayton Kershaw has done it. You got to perform. That's how New York works. That's how New York operates. You got to go out, take the ball, and beast and perform. And if you don't do that, there are problems. There are major, major issues. So I didn't like hearing that from Cole. And listen, from a judge standpoint, hope he beats. I really do. I hope Ben on himself wins him an extra $50 or $60 million. But in no way, shape, or form am I getting on the Yankees for not giving him 9 or 10 years. No shot. Chris in New Jersey leads us off. Chris, the floor is yours. Take it away.
Appreciate it, JJ. First, congrats on the 1 year.
Yeah, how about that, bro? 1 year here at New York, New York, our green rooms, all that fun stuff. Crazy. Time flies when you're having fun.
Definitely. Make two quick points for this team. Number one, love the approaches when they were trailing. I feel like last year, this was a team that if it was 3-0, I mean, bye-bye, let's focus on Saturday. And secondly, for this team, I know it's just the beginning of the year, but when I was looking at those first 7 games, 3 against the Red Sox, 4 against Toronto, you got to be correct with me that these first 7 games really mattered for this team to get off to a hot
start. Well, you don't want to get off to a bad start because of what happened last year, Chris. Look, it's tough to judge a team 5, 6, 7 games into 162. Like, we all love to live and die in every pitch. We love to live and die in every game. But baseball is not the NFL. A bad week is not going to torpedo your year. But I think from an optics standpoint, from a feel standpoint, like, Yankee fans want to buy into this team. I know I'm in that category. I want to buy into this team. I like Donaldson. I like the idea that Rizzo's here. I think DJ is going to have a monster season. I really do. You don't want to see them 8-14 after April where you feel like you're playing catch up in what is going to be a very, very tough division. You don't want that.
Yeah, and how about one more thing? How about the Yankees winning where Cole's not giving your best?
It's a good sign. Listen, the Yankee lineup today, outside of Gallo, who had embarrassing at-bats, Gallo was non-competitive across the board, Chris, and the Yankees are going to regret having Gallo on this team. He's going to strike out 250 times. All right, he's going to hit 35 home runs and hit 200. Whoop-de-freaking-do. The amount of apologists that are out there for Joey Gallo, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Let's hold them to a little bit of a higher standard, please. But their approach today was great. Connor Falefa had great at-bats. I don't care if he went 0-for-5. He had great at-bats. That at-bat he had in extra innings, he fouled off a bunch of pitches. Good sign. Donaldson, professional. Rizzo, professional. And how about the Yankee defense today making plays that they would have booted last year? And it helps when you got a first baseman who can pick. Yankees haven't had that with Void over the last couple of years. And listen, even DJ, I love him. He's not a natural first baseman. Rizzo is as legitimate a first baseman as you're going to get. Let's head to Justin in Floral Park, who is up next. Justin, take it away.
JJ, good win. I'll take it. You know, obviously some issues. You know, Cole, I'm getting sick of these excuses.
Well, the excuses. Listen, Justin, I can live with giving up a 3 spot in the first inning. It sucks. I don't like it. It's going to bother me. But you know what? It's going to happen again this year. Let's put it that way. Don't make excuses after the fact. Say, you know what? I made mistakes. My command was not there. Devers owns me. I got to do a better job of figuring his ass out and get it done. Don't make the excuses. 1,000%.
How many times are you going to keep throwing fastballs at Devers? That guy, that's what he...
Devers owns him. I mean, Justin, I don't know if you feel this way watching the Red Sox. If there's one guy I am not letting beat me throughout the lineup, it's Devers. That's why, even though Bogaerts got to hit in extra innings and got a single, when they intentionally walked Devers with a base open, I was like, thank you. Thank you. Wonderful decision, Aaron. Give you credit. Wonderful.
Absolutely. You know, tomorrow's going to be very telling, okay? If Severino can give us what we need, then we're going to be good. Because right now, JD, that's my biggest concern. I think the offense will be good. but I am worried about the starting rotation. I don't think Nasty Nestor is going to repeat what he did last year. I'm not a big Tyone guy. So this thing with Severino is huge for me. Because, you know, I wanted, and I talked to you all offseason, I wanted surgery here badly. I thought it would have helped Cole and or even Verlander. And they didn't get either one. And I think this is a big thing for Severino. Severino could give us what he, you know, was a couple of years ago. Then I'll be a little more confident with this season.
They need a legit number two. It's a great point. Severino has the highest upside outside of Cole within this Yankee rotation. But we got to be reasonable here, Justin. This is a guy now who has not pitched in a rotation every fifth day in 4 years. That is a long, long time. So it's interesting. Some are going to say, well, don't you got to kind of ease Sevy in? That way you have him at the end of the year. I don't look at it that way. Take the ball every fifth day. Get in rhythm. I'll worry about August and September. And you know this, Justin. Odds are he's probably going to miss a month. He's probably going to miss 6 weeks because that's just the way a baseball season goes. Just about everybody spends time on an injured list, and you could be smart and creative about it. But yeah, I'm very, very curious to see what Sevy's going to look like tomorrow. Very, very curious.
AJ, one last thing, and I'm with you 1,000% about Gallo. Why the fuck can't we just sign Conforto?
I would prefer Conforto on this team. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, Justin. Now, look, could I see a scenario midway through the year where the Yankees realize, hey, we got too many of the same sort of hitter. Let's make a move. Maybe somebody needs lefty pop. We change the dynamic of our team. Maybe they do that. But I think the Yankees looked at it. They said, hey, on the cheap, Joey Gallo. And it is cheap, all things considered, with his power production and his defense. Listen, the nerds love him. I bashed them on Twitter. I couldn't believe how many Joey Gallo apologists came out of the woodwork. Holy smokes.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. I love sports. I know you do too. I also know that lots of you exercise. But if you're like me and my wife, the beloved sports gal, you're sick and tired of ugly, uncomfortable workout gear. Especially, you know, I do a lot of walking. I walk around LA. I make calls. I listen to podcasts. Here are two words that will change everything. Vuori clothing. A line of activewear that is unbelievable. The best thing about Vuori is you can lounge around in it. You can work out in it. You can go outside. You can go shopping down in your local, wherever. And you never feel like you're either underdressed or overdressed. You're just comfortable. You can wear it when you're training, traveling, lounging around the house. Go get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet. Here's the deal. Our listeners get 20% off their first purchase at Vuori.com/Simmons. Once again, Vuori.com/Simmons.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier, thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes has arrived in IMAX.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
All right, Syosset in the house. Syosset, hello, buddy. How we doing?
Here's the bottom line with what you said about Cole, and I'm sorry. Did the Yankees invest over $30 million a year in Billy Crystal? Did they invest over $30 million a year in the little, beautiful, sweet little girl that sang the Ukrainian national anthem? No. I don't need a national anthem. I don't need 10 minutes of Billy Crystal. Get the game started. I'm sorry. I disagree with you there. It's opening day. I want to see Cole. I'm not blaming that for what happened. It was good to see him rebound. And by the way, Justin Forepart, great call.
I don't think you're going to see much out of Severino tomorrow, because if they're not letting Cole go into the fifth inning, I don't think you're going to see Severino.
I would say 3 to 4 innings. He's probably on a 70, 75 pitch count, give or take, Anthony, right around there.
But here's the bottom line. And I have one comment, and then I have two questions for you. The comment is, you know what hit me today? It took to today to hit me. We finally have like that veteran asshole on the team.
We needed one. Let's be honest, bro. This team needed one. They had way too many soft players on this team. They had way too many nice guys on this team. Donaldson has this edge about him, whether you like him or not. And I guarantee plenty of Yankee fans couldn't stand him when he was with the Blue Jays. He had the little tussle with Cole last year. But there are guys, Anthony, when they are on your team, you're going to love them. Mark my words when I say this, assuming he doesn't get hurt, the Yankee fan is going to love Josh Donaldson. Love.
I'm trying to figure out for a month, other than dumping Sanchez, why this move would make sense. And again, I'm not I'm who knows? This could be his highlight of the year. He could get hurt. Who knows? It's a long year. But you and I have been saying it for so long. They need veteran leadership. They need a good player. And they need a bit of an asshole. And I think you have all three of those with him. So hopefully we get more of that. But I have two questions for you. Listen, I think the offer to Judge, besides the seventh year, which I would have never done, from a numerical standpoint, how could they get, unless he comes out and has a year greater than his rookie of the year season, how can they offer him more, dude?
They can't. They can't. As far as I'm concerned, they can't. Now, listen, that's from a year standpoint. The money, listen, the Yankees want to go and give him a couple extra $1 million. You want to get creative about that, fine. The idea that Aaron Judge, 30 years old, is thinking he's going to get a 9-year contract, what team would be dumb enough to give that guy a 9-year contract when he hasn't played as much as I love him, Cy Austin? I love him. I want him on the team. I want him as the face of the team. The guy has not had full back-to-back years at any point in his career. You're going to go and give him a 9-year contract? Good luck with that.
Well, that's the thing. And you know I love him, too. You know I want him to finish his career here. I want him to be the Mattingly for my boys, you know, minus the no championships. But again, dude, unless he's having a 2017-type year, how are they giving him a greater offer? So what's going on in the heads of Judge and his agents? What team do they think is going to give a better offer? Now, dude, you know what? This is going to be the topic all season, so I don't want to waste too much time on it. But I think it's legitimate. I think you can actually say to yourself, is this his last season with the Yankees? I think it's legitimate. And my last question, and you're going to think it's random, but I thought about it today on the drive home listening to Sterling, and I figure who better to ask than JJ. Do you think that Sterling and Susan are sleeping with each other?
I mean, Anthony and Syosset going out with a bang. Come on. Come on. We got to keep at least somewhat kosher. Somewhat kosher. Even though we can drop an F-bomb from time to time when need be. I mean, I'm not going to comment on what Sue and John are doing. I love Sue and John. They're family. I mean, that's like, you know, that's like asking what's going on with your sister. You know what I mean? It's just, you don't do that. Saw this guy was working today. It's great hearing from the great Charlie in Elmhurst. Hey, buddy, what's going on, man?
Hey, JJ, by the way, good seeing you out there. And
by the way, did you see me hustle out of that building the minute that Donaldson hit? I sprinted to my car because I knew I had to get back to do the pregame hit. And I knew I had to do a green room. I was like, shit, I better make moves here, Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Certainly, and certainly you're rocking. So also, before I have 2 points before I make. I make the great superstar, Carolina Muff. So,
oh, did you really? Oh, that will only inflate the ego that much more. You should have gotten a selfie with Carolina Muff.
Well, I'm on duty, so.
Next time. I'm trying to be professional. I respect it.
Professional. But I like to be there around. Of course, we've got to, you know, hit some up and with the, you know, bars and everything. So, but anyway, I like two things. I mean, first thing is on the Judge extension that failed. I mean, if the Yankees, like, you know, offer, like, you know, shitty ass, you know, like 6 years for 170, then I kind of get it. But what, 230 for 7 years and what, $30.5 million? I mean, I cannot kill.
That's a fair contract, Charlie. Listen, I saw the numbers. I saw the terms. My first reaction is that's a fair deal for both sides. And that should be beneficial to both sides. Now, I know Aaron Judge is probably seeing long-term deals getting thrown around like crazy throughout baseball. But he has to understand his body is at a different place. He's not 26, prime of his career, body built for 15, 20 years. Aaron Judge, a big dude, has missed a lot of time. That's got to play a role in this, Charlie. You know, it must.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. With this body, 6'7", with that kind of body. Now, I want him to have a good year. Don't get me wrong. I want to have a good year, but he's taking a big gamble right there.
Hey, Charlie, he goes and misses 8 weeks, let's say, with a groin or a hammy or a quad or something fluky. Is that contract going to be there from the Yankees? That is not a given. That is not a given. Now, Aaron Judge goes and hits 290 with 50 home runs and wins the American League MVP. Then you know what? That's betting on yourself. I remember when Joe Flacco bet on himself with the Baltimore Ravens. Worked out well for Joe Flacco. He won a Super Bowl. He got paid a ton of money. He never ended up living up to that after the fact. But, hey, you earn it. You play like that in the playoffs. You beat Manning. You beat Brady. You beat a good Niner team. You know what? You get paid. That's the way sports works. So it's risky. There's no doubt. And it creates a very interesting Yankee subplot now until we have a resolution one way or another.
Well, God bless. Hey, he's going to play well and everything. So second thing I like to talk about is that, like improved players from the Yankees, especially last year. We had all season were rotten and everything. I like the Hal LeMahieu, he's going to bounce back. I think he was hurt, like with this herniated the disc. He had a back issue. He was bothered by it. And like the home run he hit, I saw in highlights, like that's the ball. Like he used to, like during 2019, 2020, he would have hit that ball out of here. Like last year couldn't do it. It's nice to see he's doing that. Like as like, you know, I won't expect that kind of little MVP level he was in 2019, 2020. Maybe in the middle, maybe a little bit.
No, but he'll be much better than he was last year. So how about a 300 batting average, 14 homers, 70 RBIs. Done. I'll take that from DJ. And be good in the clutch. That's another thing, Charlie. He was better because of what he was able to do in the clutch. Don't forget about that.
And I know the leadoff situation, it's kind of like, you know, wait and see. But like, I kind of want LeMahieu at the top of the list.
You know, it's interesting. I don't have a problem with Donaldson leading off. The more and more I think about it, the more and more I like it, because I now can put LeMahieu in an RBI spot behind Judge, Rizzo, and Stanton. I'm intrigued, Charlie. I'm intrigued, buddy.
Yeah, we'll see about that. The one concern, but before I get out of here, the one concern I have is right out of the gates. Well, now about 10 straight games now with the bullpen, like, you know, taxing up. That's the one concern that I have with this. And I agree with tells Mr. Stephon Anderson that I agree with you. I agree with you because this weekend and first seven games will tell me everything.
Yeah, listen, you don't want to get off to a rotten start, Charlie. Listen, this team needs good feelings, I think, right out of the gate because of how last year started and how last year ended. You know, last year there was not a whole lot of good feelings and good vibes with the Yankees. Maybe the 13-game winning streak and then the weekend at Fenway Park. I want a far more consistent team this year. Far more consistent. The great Jeff Money in the house. Hey, buddy.
What's up, buddy? How's everything going?
Money, enjoying. How's your day going? You cashing or not so much?
Cashing. You know, I've been cashing all week. I've been on really hot.
Well, I see that giant Marlin game is a doozy at 5-5 right now. That's a doozy.
I have it on right now. It's in the bottom of the 10th. And, of course, they got the guy on second for the Giants now with nobody out in the box. So let's see if they can pull it out. I know we're against each other there. I even came up with two games for tomorrow. But before I say that, going back, you know, I'm being a Mets fan, but as far as the Yankees, you know, my favorite player for the Yankees was Brett Gardner. It's really weird the first time that without him there.
You know, it's weird not having Brett Gardner as the Yankees, Jeff, but at the same time, I'm happy they are in a position where they don't need him to go and play. Maybe if they need an outfielder down the road, you want to put somebody on a bench. All right, maybe you could live with that. But, like, the idea of just, like, rolling out Brett Gardner thinking he's going to basically churn out and be the guy he was 5, 6, 7 years ago, it's a big mistake. You know what I mean, Jeff? It's a big mistake. So some new blood for the Yankees, like Donaldson, a full year of Rizzo, not the worst thing in the world. Let's be honest. It's not.
Now, as far as handy, do you handicap any games for tomorrow in baseball?
I have not. I haven't gotten that far yet. I'm only looking at tonight's card. Just did the Met National game on Apple TV, and I did a little Astro Angel for later tonight. But no, I did not. I get into it. Well, maybe when I'm at SNY before we get on set, I'll do a little handicap for tomorrow.
But as far as my only game tonight, even though it's a different sport, I like the St. Louis Blues in hockey, which have been pretty hot. I didn't like.
Wow, diving into the hockey, that a boy.
Yeah, I've been doing good. Basketball, I've been kicking butt. And baseball, you know, only started yesterday, which I won. Now, as far as for tomorrow, I'll give you my two plays since I have it on. And then, you know, the rest I'll give for the Monday play on Sunday. I like tomorrow, my main play, I like the White Sox. I think they're like 130 over the Tigers.
Yeah, good revenge spot for the White Sox, too, after a loss. I like that. I like that.
And a dog, I put down Indians. I had to cross it out and put guard. I like the Guardians. It's weird even saying that. Plus the 115 over the Royals tomorrow.
You know, that American League Central, those teams are going to be better than you think. The Royals and the Tigers specifically are going to be better than you think. I'm down on the Guardians. I know they re-signed Ramirez. The rest of that lineup stinks. Take a pitch, but the rest of that lineup stinks. Let's head to Scotty, who's up next. Scotty, take it away.
First of all, JJ, when I saw Aaron Hicks foul the ball off his foot, I thought he was...
Oh, dude, everybody in the stadium said the same thing. They said, oh, how long is he going to be on the injury list for? We're talking 2 months, 3 months?
Well, my father said, oh, he's hurt again, right? Oh, my God. But, you know, thank God it was nothing. He actually didn't play that bad. He got hosed on, like, those two strikes that was ridiculous.
Well, Laz Diaz behind the plate was brutal. I mean, he's always brutal. The strike zone made no sense. There was no consistency to it. Yeah, I get that. I get that.
And first of all, I like Donaldson. My brother's been dying for Donaldson. He doesn't even follow baseball like that anymore. He's been asking, oh, we need Donaldson. He's the only Yankee fan that was like hyped when we got him. And he ended up getting a hit and, you know, that played pretty good. But
yeah, and you're going to like Donaldson because you're going to like the fact that he grinds out at bats. He doesn't give up at bats and wants to be great. Has an edge to him, has a swagger to him. That's a big deal. I like guys like that, Scotty. Yankees needed a few guys like that.
And yeah, I think John and Susan are playing hide the sausage. Something.
Wow, you guys are really getting raunchy tonight. What can I say? Really getting raunchy. Oh, yeah, that's typical Chapman. Normally, Scott, in those situations, appreciate it as always, pal. Normally, that means Chapman is going to walk the ballpark and give up like 10 runs. That's usually the way it goes. Today, not so much. Let's head to the great Kenny in Staten Island, who I saw out in Las Vegas. Kenny, it was a pleasure seeing you. How are you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, JJ. Pretty good. Got 18 holes in this morning.
I was going to say it was a beautiful day for golf. I did not have the opportunity to hit the links. We were busy. Little Yankee opening day, but no complaints.
No complaints. Caught some of the Yankee game, which I hit. I had the over. I got lucky with that.
Wow, the over. Think about this, folks. You needed that LeMahieu homer in the eighth inning to hit the over. Significant to some.
Yep, and, you know, with the, you know, I'm a Met fan, but with the, you know, I can comment on the Yankees. You know, I want to see a Subway Series. You know, I've seen one in my lifetime. I'd love to see another one, and with Judge turning down that contract for a guy his size, that's just, you know, I think he's making a big mistake, huge mistake for a guy that's injury prone, turning down that kind of contract.
Kenny, I wouldn't have turned it down. I can tell you that right now. I wouldn't have turned that contract down. And think about it. Aaron Judge is in a position where he's set up to be the face of the New York Yankees. $30+ million a year, 6-7 year contract. That is a juicy, juicy, juicy deal. Betting on himself. Tell you this, Kenny, he better go and play 140 games and hit 45 home runs and be top three in the MVP if he thinks he's going to do better than that.
Exactly. And tonight, I'm on the Padres tonight.
I'm big on the Padres this year. I think they're going to be a bounce back team. Remember, they got off to a great start last year. They flamed out in the second half. I think a new manager and a respected manager like Melvin is going to make a big difference there. Melvin is a winner. Melvin won big with the A's. They were in the playoffs every year. Limited resources, as we know. I like Melvin. I think the Padres, by the way, at 7-1 to win the pennant, juicy odds there, Ken. Juicy.
No, very, very. It's great odds. And like I said, I got them tonight in a parlay with the Mets.
Well, listen, you got some work to do. I love seeing Barrios getting absolutely shellacked. That's beautiful. Down 3-0, 4-0 to the Texas Rangers. Met game is 1-1, bottom half of the third inning. I'll root on that parlay for you. Mets, maybe I'll get in live. Mets and the Padres. I gave out a Yankee Met parlay. I hit my same gamer, by the way. Devers get a hit. Rizzo to get a hit. Yankees to win. We might have another one in store tomorrow. Check out FanDuel Sportsbook app. Shameless plug. All right, this is a ton of fun. A lot more Green Rooms coming up. If you missed it, we're posting it as a pod. And if you listen as a pod and you're wondering, what are we doing here? Big games, we hop on Green Room, we take your calls live. New York, New York, Green Room, Synergy, Ringer, Spotify, family, all of the above. Great work by the crew. I'm out. I appreciate the support. Good to have baseball back. JJ out. You good, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.